Smene ur ibn Ruh Qudus Allah al-Wahd. Amin. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God. Amen. زي ما بنهتم قوي ونحتفل بصلب المسيح وقيامة المسيح حياته، احنا كمان لازم يكون لنا نصيب نشوف الناس اللي عاشوا حياة القيامة مع المسيح. يعني واحنا بنحتفل بقيامة المسيح نهتم قوي برضو باللي مشيوا في السكة بتاعت المسيح، ان هم ابقنا الشهداء والقديسين. عشان كده تمتاز الكنيسة بتاعتنا بانها بتهتم قوي بسير وحياة القديسين والشهداء كعلامة على ان الكنيسة الحية استلمت من المسيح حياة القيامة وعاشت هي أيضا بشهدائها وقديسيها حياة القيامة. As we celebrate the crucifixion and the ascension, resurrection and the ascension and the salvation in the whole of our Lord Jesus Christ, our church also concentrates on a very important point. Beside the great resurrected life of our Lord Jesus Christ, we as a church took these benefits of the cross and salvation, and now the church is living, following the steps of our Lord in the way of salvation. That's why the church insists to celebrate the life of the martyrs and the saints and the righteous people as a sign that the resurrection was transmitted from the person of our Lord Jesus Christ to his church. And for us, our Lord Jesus Christ is the head and the church is the body. And this body takes from the head. So the guidance is the head. The guide is the head. And every organ of the body also follows or behaves according to the head. If anyone does not follow what his brain orders, we call him a sick person. Sometimes we call children with a famous sickness called disorder. Disorder means the order of the brain is not the guide of the behavior of this child or this person. We should have the order of our head, the order of our brain. And the head of the church is our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we think this year, as of today, to speak in the light of the Bible and the life of the holy disciples, give you an idea about the 12 disciples, those whom the Lord chose to spread away Christianity all over the world. Actually, we don't know much about them. Most of us know about St. Peter, St. John, St. Paul, who was apostle after, who converted into Christianity after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we know almost if we know, the names of the other 12 disciples. That's why we thought this year to give you every Saturday an idea about one or two of the disciples, hoping to cover the 12 disciples during the Apostles' Fast. فكرنا عشان كده قلنا الكنيسة ما تعيش من غير رأس، ورأس المسيح هو الكنيسة، وأعضاء الجسد جسد المسيح لو ما مشيوش بحسب تدبير الرأس يبقى عندهم المرض المشهور ده اللي هو ديس أوردر، إن الولد ما بيشتغلش بحسب مخه، تصرفاته مش ماشية مظبوطة، ويدوله علاج عشان يبقى عاقل. إحنا كمان رأس المسيح والكنيسة، والكنيسة هي جسد المسيح، وإحنا أعضاء هذا الجسد. السنة دي هناخد فكرة في صيام الرسل عن بعض التلاميذ اللي المسيح اختارهم، واختار 12 تلميذ وبعدين 70 رسول. هناخد فكرة مبسطة كده عن بعض التلاميذ. طبعا كلنا عارفين بطرس الرسول، مفيش حد فينا ما يعرفش بطرس الرسول. بطرس الرسول كان له أخ اسمه أندراوس، والأخ ده أبوهم اسمه يونا وأمهم اسمها يؤن. هما الاثنين دول كانوا اخوات وكانوا بيصطادوا. ليه؟ هما كانوا أساسا مولودين في بيت صيدا اللي هي مشهورة، كانت على المية وكانت مشهورة بالصيد، وكان أبوهم صياد فهم خدوا الحرفة بتاعت أبوهم. سان بيتر and Saint Andrew were brothers. Peter was the elder, Andrew was the younger. Both of them were fishermen, inheriting the same work of their father, whose name was Jonah, and their mother's name was Joanna. First, Peter wasn't known as Peter. He was born as Simeon or Simon. Sometimes they say Simon, sometimes Simeon. And the Lord changed his name into Peter. And Peter means Petra, means rock. But his first name was Simeon. And Simeon means listen to the Lord, Simeon, who listens to the Lord, or in general, listener. Simeon means listener. Both of them, as I said, were fishermen. And all of us know that the Lord changed them from fishermen to fisher the men. From fishermen to fisher of the men, or of men. مسيح حاول بطرس واندراوس. بطرس في الأول كان اسمه سمعان، وسمعان يعني مستمع، هو كان الكبير والصغير اندراوس. ومعنى أندراوس الرجل القوي، الرجل العافي يعني أندرو. والاثنين ورثوا وظيفة أبوهم فكانوا صيادين، وتولدوا في بيت صيدا، ودي كانت قرية بسيطة صغيرة جنب كفر نحوم، وكفر نحوم كانت مدينة عظيمة وكده، لكن هم كانوا نص بسطة. ودايما اللي بيعيشوا في القرى والحتت الصغيرة دي دايما بيبقوا عندهم أخلاق كده وبساطة وحياة بسيطة، مش زي اللي بيتولدوا في مدن كبيرة. لعل المسيح مرضاش يتولد في أورشليم عشان مدينة دوشة وصاخبة، وتولد في بيت لحم، مدينة صغيرة قوي، من ضمن الأسباب، لكن طبعا في أسباب كتيرة أنه تولد في بيت لحم. إنما بيت لحم كانت قرية صغيرة كده، كان يعيش شوية رعاة صغيرين. علاقة المسيح أو بداية حياة بطرس وبولس وأندراوس مع المسيح ابتدت بالمعجزة. بس قبل كده مرة يقول إنه بطرس وأندراوس الاثنين كانوا تلاميذ ليوحنا المعمدان، وبعدين مرر المسيح كده من قدام يوحنا المعمدان، فيوحنا المعمدان قال إيه؟ هو ذا حمل الله الذي يحمل خطية العالم. فابتدى التلميذين سابوا يوحنا المعمدان ومشوا وراء المسيح، بس ما كانوش بقى ماشيين على طول وراه ليل ونهار، لا، ابتدوا يتبعوا المسيح بس ما احتفظوا بالوظيفة بتاعتهم. First time to meet our Lord Jesus Christ, they were both of them were disciples to John the Baptist. And one day they saw John the Baptist saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world," about Jesus Christ. Then they left John the Baptist and started to follow Jesus Christ, but not fully following because they kept their profession, they're fishing to fish, until the miracle that all of us know about it, when the Lord asked them to launch to the depths, and although they spent all the night without fishing any one fish, they fished a lot, and the fish filled the two boats of Peter and Andrew and John and James, who were also brothers. Inshallah, God willing, Spuagai next week will explain about John and James. Narda, Peter and Andrew. So what happened after the miracle was performed by our Lord Jesus Christ? When they, taban, Peter said to the Lord, "Come out of my boat, I'm a sinner man." Because he doubted the power of our Lord Jesus Christ that he can help them to fish a lot of fish after failing all the night. طبعا اخد بالك يا مرفت، ربنا لما ساعد بطرس وأندراوس على الصيد الصبح، أول ما اصطادوا سمك كتير، قالوا له بطرس، قال له: "اخرج يا رب من سفينتي لأني رجل خاطئ." المسيح رد عليهم قال لهم: "ايه، من الآن تصطادوا السمك، أجعلكما صيادي سمك." فمن الوقت ده سابوا كل حاجة، سابوا كل حاجة. عارف يعني ايه سابوا كل حاجه؟ يعني سابوا الصيد وسابوا السمك وسابوا ابوهم وسابوا المركب وكل حاجه ومشوا ورا المسيح. هنا بدات بقى التبعيه الكامله لسمعان وأندراوس اخوه، مشوا ورا المسيح، وكانوا من اوائل الناس اللي المسيح خدهم وراه وديديكيتد يعني كرسوا حياتهم للمسيح. Right away after the miracle, the Lord said to them, as of now, I will make you fishing the men, fishing people, not fishing fish. Come now. And then they left everything, the boat, the fish, the family, the father, everything. And they started to follow Jesus Christ, fully following, all time, no profession. And this was the first time to start the discipleship to our Lord Jesus Christ. For Simeon or Peter, there is some occasions he attended with our Lord Jesus Christ. One day, the Lord asked them about the taxes. He said to his disciples, who should pay the taxes? The slaves or the free people? And they said, slaves or the servants. And then our Lord Jesus Christ said, yes, but because of the offense, Peter, go to the sea, fish one fish, and bring it to me. He did. And then he said, open the fish. He opened the fish. He found two coins called mistar. And he said to Peter, go pay for yourself and for me. It was a lesson to Peter that we should not be against the world, but out of the world. But the rules of the world, the laws of the world, we have to follow. Except what contradicts with our faith. Otherwise, we follow the law of the world. Number three. Our Lord Jesus Christ asked these people, who the people say about the Son of Man am, he said. And then they said, some people said Moses, some Elijah, one of the prophets. And then he said, what do you say about me? Peter said, you are. Christ, the Son of God, the living Son of God. You are Christ, the living Son of God. And then the Lord, as of this, he said, blessed are you, Peter. As of now, your name will be Peter, not Simon. Peter also attended with the Lord many miracles. Peter, James, and John, three disciples. Two were brothers, and the cousin was Peter. Like the when the Lord resurrected the daughter of Jairus, he took them with him. When he went to the Gethsemane to pray, he took them with him. But unfortunately, one time Peter failed at the night of the arresting of our Lord Jesus Christ. He denied Jesus Christ three times. But after that, he repented. A great repentance. He wept bitterly and repented. And the Lord accepted his repentance and put him back to his discipleship after the resurrection. When he asked him 3 times, "Do you love me? Shepherd my shepherd. Or shepherd my sheep." St. Peter also, after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, was the first one to speak. And he gave a very impressive talk. And the result was 3,000 people who were baptized on the same day, converting into Christianity. Repenting, baptized, repent, baptized, and receiving the Holy Chrism by breathing in their face. 3 sacraments they received on one day. After that, St. Peter went to Jerusalem. We know that St. John and St. Peter and St. James also were with our Lord Jesus Christ in the Transfiguration also. St. Peter was crucified upside down because he felt that he is not worthy to be crucified in the same way of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Peter also wrote 2 epistles, 1st and 2nd epistle of St. Peter. And he wrote to Asia, the people of Asia and Galatia and Pontus and Bithynia in Minor Asia. He wrote these 2 epistles. St. Peter was one of those who used to speak quickly, but he was healed when he denied our Lord Jesus Christ at the night of the cross. And it was a great lesson to him not to be quick speaker or pushing or nervous. And he bore a great persecution from the Jews until Nero, the emperor, crucified him on the same day as the crucifixion of St. Paul. بطرس الرسول قابل المسيح كان مع التلاميذ في التجلي ما قامت ابنة ييروس في بوسنجة الثماني في غسل الأرجل. ولما قال المسيح لا يمكن تغسل رجلي, قال له ما غسلتش رجليك مالكش نصيب معايا. لكن لما أنكر المسيح 3 مرات زي المسيح قبل ما يصيح الديك مرتين هتنكرني 3 مرات, تاب توبة قوية جدا جدا. والمسيح رجعه بعد الصعود بعد القيامة وقال له يا سمعان ابن يونا أتحبني 3 مرات لغاية لما ساب عليه, وبعدين هو رجعه تاني. وبطرس الرسول بشر في أماكن كتير قوي في اليهودية, ولكن أيضا بشر في أماكن آسيا الصغرى, فيعتبر رسول للأمم ولليهود أيضا مع بولس الرسول اللي كان رسول الأمم. اتصلب منكس الرأس لأنه قال أنا مستحقش أبقى زي المسيح واتصلب زي واتصلب منكس الرأس. أندرو, his younger brother, also was born in Bethsaida. And as I said to you, Andrew means the true man, or the man who has truly manhood. And in the miracle of the feeding of the people with the five loaves and two fish, he was the one that replied, Jesus Christ said, we have a lad here who has five loaves and two fish, but what does will make for these thousands? But he has faith a little bit that Jesus can make something. Otherwise, why did he mention that? He was the disciple who mentioned that. عند معجزة الخمس ترغيفة والسمكتين عند راوس كان الوحيد اللي قال للمسيح عندنا معانا ولد كده معاه خمس ترغيفة وسمكتين بس ده هيعملوا ايه للناس دي كلهم؟ فالمسيح قال له هات الخمس ترغيفة والسمكتين وباركهم المسيح وكفت وفاض 12 قط. عند راوس كمان بشر في بلاد صعبة جدا كانت بتاكل لحوم البشر، ولكن ربنا أنقذه من إيديهم. كان معاه تلميذ اسمه فيليمون، وفيليمون ده كان صوته جميل جدا. شوف لما يبقى شماس كده ربنا مديله موهبة صوت حلو كده ويقول يقرأ الإنجيل قراية جميلة والناس بتفرح، مش بس يعني مش صوت لكن يعني بروحانية كده وبرضه موهبة الصوت. فدخلوا مرة في معبد وبعدين فيليمون صلى الإنجيل، مش الإنجيل، ما كانش فيه إنجيل في الوقت ده، ابتدى يقول حاجات من العهد القديم. فابتدى يقول على ايه؟ على الاصنام. بيقول الاصنام دي اصنام حجر لها عينين وما بتشوفش، ولها ايدين وما بتعملش، ولها رجلين وما بتمشيش، زيها زي اللي ايه اللي صنعها هتروح وتموت. ودي كانت نبوه عن الاصنام. فهو بيقول الصوت الجميل ده ابتدت الناس تفهم ايوه فعلا ايه اللي بنعبده ده، وكان السبب في انهم ابتدوا يؤمنوا بالمسيح. وراح عند راوس مع تلميذ تاني اسمه بارثولوماوس، هيبقى يجي سيرته ان شاء الله، وقعدوا يبشروا في وسط الناس دول لغايه ما ناس كتير من البلد امنوا. فالبربر قبائل البربر بربريان نحكي العراق كده والتركية، مين زعل؟ مين يزعل في حاجة زي كده؟ مين يزعل ويتضايق؟ لا، كهنة الأوثان. ما خلاص راح يعني الكهنة بتوع الأوثان كانوا بيكسبوا، ما هم بيعملوا تمثيل ويبيعوه. فلما ناس كتير من البلد ابتدت ابتدت تقوم عليهم، راحوا بيهم لايه؟ للملك. فالملك قال لهم انتوا بتقولوا دي اصنام، طب ورنوني معجزه. فراح وقف القديس اندراوس وقال للأصنام دي اطلعي دلوقت، انت الآلهة؟ فردت وقالت لا احنا مش آلهة ولا حاجة، احنا شياطين لابسة ساكنة في الآلهة. راح اندراوس قال لهم اطلعوا اقعدوا على سور البلد وما تنزلوش الا لما اقول لكم. راحت التماثيل لوحدها كده طلع من الأرض وعلى السور، عدد كبير جدا آمن. لكن كهنة الأصنام خدوا اندراوس وطلعوا بيه على مشارف البلد عايزين يصلبوه. بس لما جم يصلبوا اندراوس ما صلبوهوش على صليب زي كده، لا صلبوه على صليب كده. ربطوا ايده في هنا والايد التانية هنا ورجله في تحت ورجله التانية هنا. عشان كده الصليب ده اللي حرف اكس اسمه صليب اندراوس، اندرو كروس، مشهور قوي معروف. اللي حرف اكس ده اسمه صليب اندراوس، وفعلا مش بس صلبوه، ده صلبوه وقعدوا يضربوا فيه بالحجارة وولعوا نار لغاية لما استشهد ونال إكليل الشهادة. وقيل إن الصليب بتاعه عمل معجزات كتيرة وبقى شوية من جسده رغم إنه اتحرق اتوزعت على أنحاء العالم كلها. Andrew was the younger brother of Saint Peter, Simon Peter, and he was the one that said to, as I said in the miracle, that we have a lad who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. After that, he followed our Lord Jesus Christ in many places, in many occasions, listening to his teachings, watching the miracles that the Lord performed. And then on the day of the Pentecost, he received the Holy Spirit with the other disciples. And he went to the places of the Berberians, where around Turkey. And it was the day of the festival of the idols there. And then the Lord guided him to this place. And he has in his company a deacon called Philemon. And Philemon has a beautiful voice. And he started to say, to describe what was written in the Old Testament during the festival in a very good melody, very amazing melody. He was saying, describing the idols, they have eyes by they, but not they not see. They have ears, they don't hear. They have mouths, they don't speak. They have hands, they don't work. They have feet, they don't walk. They are like the people who made them will be to vain, to nothing. And because he was singing in a very beautiful voice, the people, the hearts of the people were cut to the heart, like what happened in the Pentecost today, last week. And they believed in Jesus Christ. After that, he met with Bartholomew, one of the disciples, and the priests of the idols, frustrating of Andrew, Bartholomew, and Philemon were doing, converting the people into Christianity, they jumped on them and took Andrew and they crucified him in what is called Andrew, on what is called Andrew cross, like letter X, 2 hands here and 2 feet here, until he delivered his pure soul while they were stoning and burning his body. And actually, it was said that this cross and the relics of his body performed many, many miracles. Emperor Constantine, in the year 2074, after he converted into Christianity, brought the relics of the martyrs Among them was the relics of Saint Andrew. And he brought them from Syria, where he was buried, to Constantine in the year 357, with the relics of Saint Luke, the evangelist. This was just a biography about what happened to Andrew and Peter. Both of them converted thousands to Christianity, but both of them delivered their spirits into the hands of the Lord, not a normal death, but after persecution, they killed them and received the crowns of martyrdom and discipleship at the same time. Andrew did not write epistles like Peter. However, he was a very strong preacher, and he also his body performed many miracles and wonders after his martyrdom. This was the story of two brothers, or the first two brothers among the disciples. And we owe them and everyone who walked in the path of faith following our Lord Jesus Christ, we owe them our Christianity now, our faith now. We owe them, because unless they insisted to keep their faith in Christ, delivering or putting their lives in the hands of the Lord to the end, I don't know what could have happened to Christianity all over the 20 centuries from the beginning until today. May the intercession of these two disciples and martyrs be with us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? احنا مديونين لبطرس واندراوس وكل التلاميذ اللي اصروا على انهم يعيشوا للمسيح واستشهدوا في سبيل الايمان. مديونين لهم بان احنا لغايه النهارده مسيحيين في مسيحيه 20 قرن من غير سيف ولا حرب. يس. Yeah, there was they were yani siblings. Yeah. She was martyred. I don't know. Did you read anything about her martyrdom?
I thought she was martyred.
Probably. Why not? Today we heard the gospel that you read, that the Lord healed his mother-in-law. She was sick and he healed her. I mean Saint Peter, the mother-in-law of Saint Peter, the Lord healed her. But his wife, Saint Paul said that she followed Saint Peter wherever he went. He did not separate from his wife, because Saint Paul said, couldn't we have wife like the disciples and Kepha or Simeon or Peter? So he was witnessing that Peter's wife accompanied him in his preaching and in his serving the Lord all his life. Maybe, taban, why not? It's very probable.
Ah.
Yeah. You know what, Paul? What we know about the martyrs and the saints is very few compared to those who are hidden and we don't know anything about them. I'm sure that in heavens, God willing, all of us go and be in heavens after long life, inshallah. When the Lord comes back, comes in the second coming, we will be very surprised to see people around us who are in the bust of our Lord Jesus Christ, in one of the best places in heavens, best mansions in heavens. And we say, this man, this woman, this girl, this boy. There are many people whom we do not anything about. We're surprised to see them in heavens. So what we know is a very few biographies. And the church kept these biographies, as I said in the beginning, to prove that the Bible is alive. This is the living Bible. Not the Bible which we read, but the Bible which we see in the lives of those who followed really the verses of the life of the Bible and lived truly the life of our Lord Jesus Christ faithfully. هنلاقي ناس هنفاجئ بيهم يا مرفت في الأبدية. نقول إيه ده؟ معقول ده؟ اللي احنا نعرفه ده عدد قليل أوي. حتى لو مليون تكر السماء يبقى مليون بس فيها؟ ملايين. ما بيتهيأ لنا عشان ربنا قال الباب ضيق والطريق كرب اللي هيوصل الأمين وقليلون. ما هو قليلون دون في كام تريليون من ال من ال من من آدم لغاية النار؟ كام تريليون اتولدوا وماتوا؟ فهيبقى في ملايين داخلين السماء وهنتفاجئ بيهم. نقول معقول؟ أيوة معقول، لأن الإنسان بيبص للعينين لكن ربنا بيبص للإيه؟ للقلب. هو ده جمال الحياة مع المسيح، إنها حياة سرية مش كل الناس شايفها. في ناس متشافة ومعروفة، لكن في ناس أكتر مش معروفة، ربنا بيخبي عليهم كده عشان ما يتحاربوش من إبليس بالمجد الباطل والحاجات اللي زي كده. Any other question? Thank you for listening. Let us pray for those who have time to pray with us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread.